All right, give me a second. I'm gonna. All right, just give me a second. All right. Okay, so that's. All right. So that's why I just want to make sure everything is in place. So just give me a second here so I can start this. I. So I just want to get this thing in my segment here. So that's why I want everybody to just be with me here for a moment here so I can start. It's almost to the light here. So that's. All right, so let me just. Too much lighting on this side, man. So let me just. I'm gonna have to use my old. All right, so let's get this thing on the rail, okay? All right, everybody. Let's play this. So, all right, I'm back. Alright, so let's get this one. Good evening, everybody here. My name is Ben Yuko with Zowanthi Media Enterprises. Welcome to the current event show special on this Friday night, September 15, 2023. I'm back again, and I just want to make one thing. I forgot to bring up on the current event show, but I'm gonna talk about that group, a group that we forgot to announce their event. But you know, I'm here now. I got it covered because it's part of. I can do it on this one. I can do it on the current event show, but also I can do it on the Black Tech Building Program. I'll be back, okay? On that, either goes up any way it goes. I wanna talk about the Twins baseball team now getting serious recognition, and the recognition. It's about time. It's about time that we really deserve our recognition and deserve our actual respect as we go on today. Because now, a lot of you know that the magic number is now 8. And some of you will understand what it is. Because here's the scenarios that have to happen. Because I'm going to go over those scenarios. Scenarios today, what has to happen, what has to go down, okay, and what things have to take place, because now you gotta know now that, because now it's getting tight now. Hold on, let me get on my. I'm gonna show you my other computer here because I'm recording on my other. I'm recording on my my work podcast laptop right now, because a lot of you need to understand. This is very, very important. I'm going to read some articles. Okay? This is something very, very valid and very actually important that a lot of you have to understand. All right, so guys, I got lots of articles. I got plenty of articles to read to you. Okay, so we're going to go over this. Because this is actually the things that have to go down. Okay, so let me just pull it up some information here. I got different articles that I want to go over with you and go over some of the. And keeping our top players healthy. Okay. I got a lot of things. I got a lot of articles from Twins Daily. And then now they're recognizing this. And so I'm gonna do this right now. This is gonna be very, very important. And a lot of people need to recognize this as a serious thing that needs to be talked about here. So I'm gonna talk about this. This came out just today. So that's what's gonna come the key things, okay? So just give me a second. I'm gonna show you some very important factors, okay? Okay. Here's one of the factors. We don't care about this video right here. Five Twins reasons the Twins are legit World Series threat. So I'm gonna read this. You can forget about if they not through about the American League Central in a while. There is no one in the division a record over 500 at recent July 14th, and nearly a month since any team was closer to five games of the division lead. Let's face it, when it comes to second place, Trey is best player at the trade deadline. It's difficult to invest too much emotional capital in the daily push and pull of the division's standings. That's why when people talk about top contending, the Minnesota rarely comes up. This despite the fact that they're guaranteed to host a playoff series, and that's quietly they have been excellent in the second point at 92 win pace. Now they have pulled away from the Guardians and the Tigers, I guess, in the Central, it's time to take a look at the Twins, because while we are all paying to the AL East and the AL West, the Twins may quietly be working into a legitimate World Series threat. Well, no shit. It's about time. It's not about just a World Series. It's about time this state gets some fucking respect. That's what it is. This is all about. That's why y'all afraid. That's why y'all afraid. That's what this is all about. This is all what this is about. This is what y'all afraid of. It's things like this. This is things like this. Y'all afraid. You're afraid. That's what this is. This is what this is all about. This whole division, this whole thing, this is all y'all, this is what y'all afraid about. This is what you're afraid. I know why you're afraid. Because of the Sony, because of the Lopez, because of Julian, Edward Julian, and Royce. And by them is a Joe Ryan. Again. Oh, that's why y'all scared. Y'all scared. This look on me. I told you. Because look who's not in the playoffs. Look who's not in the playoffs. The Yankees, Boston, they're not going into the playoffs. They're about to be eliminated. That's one. Here's another thing that we have to talk about. If they're healthy, and we get Buxton back at center field, and we get Michael Taylor back, are we ready? No more. No more talking about BSing and all this other stuff. I told you, if our younger ones are healthy, and we play them a little bit, and we swap it between Carrera and Buxton out of that. But that crew, Wallner, Royce, Julian, you better watch out. But watch the hell out. Because I'm telling you, this is what makes y'all scared. It's what y'all scared about. Y'all completely fucking scared. I know y'all. Keep hating. Keep doing all this shit. Because I know all you baseball bloggers. Because I'm the real blogger. I'm the real blogger. You want come talk to me. I've been saying this all along. And I want people to pick up some balls here and start calling all these people out for the simple fact that people can talk bad about us. Talk bad. Yes, we have our hard time. And I no wonder. Yeah, yeah. But I'm tired of it. I want to be respected. I don't want to be accepted in this state. I want to be respected. And that's what this whole thing is gonna be all about. So let me just drop this down right now. Let me start reading this. Now they pull away from the Guardians and Tigers. You know, we always talk about. They might have the best 1-2 punch among y'all. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. The best reason to be excited about the Twins, the top of the rotation, whatever it says, the Twins might have felt watching Lucid Ray's charm, everything, but knocking the ball over the field and in Miami this year. They won't reverse trading him for Pablo Lopez in second. For the first time in his career, Lopez actually got stronger as the season got along. He has a 2.6 ERA in the second and struck out as 14 in 8 innings of 2 hits in baseball in the last start against the Mets. That's like, so we might got a good trade. That's why they signed him. That, you know what that means? That's why they signed him a 6-year deal. So we're going to actually have like six more seasons, him being our pitcher. He's our main ace. The goal is, let's build around this ace. If we can get him to focus, he's going to be the main ace. Okay. And now we're going to talk about Sony. Yo, this is game one. I want him to pitch. And I got to be there. This is the man I want to pitch. Is Sony. I want Sony to pitch the ball. Game one, Lopez 2, and Joe Ryan 3. If we need the possibility. We're rolling them out. But I don't think we need. We'll just take care of this in the first two games. Because that game, we could probably have home field of advantage. And now we got to watch that too, because they might go down in some games. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's read this. Sony has been better with 2.6 ERA overall, in large part due to the ability to keep the ball standing. He has given up just 7 homers in 167 games. Maybe you could argue for the Astros Framber Whereas Justin Verlander collab, but losing Mark Scherzer for the rest of the season knocks the Rangers out of any discussion. Is there any collaboration of game one and two starters you want than a Lopez and a Gray? Yeah, easily. This will probably be the best 1-2 punch the Twins have heading into the postseason day of Yoan Santana and Brett. Maybe better. Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's fucking right. That's fucking right. Let's read some more. Carlos Correa is starting to slowly start to come around. After what would be fairly a class of a tremendous offseason for Correa, all eyes on the short and his health from opening, you can't help but wonder if this has warned him. He has struggled most of the way, putting up the worst numbers in his career, making some fans, Queens and San Francisco, reassign relief. But Correa is starting to hit the ball again. September has been the best month of the season with 8.85 ops, and he has grounded only one double play. A major issue for him. So Correa has enough moments in October. So he is a serious force to be reckoned with, the biggest state in a Twins team that hasn't been the superstar it is hoping for could ask a better time for him to pick up. We needed this dude. Let's continue. They're getting contributions for unlikely pieces. Actually, there's another former number one overall draft who's raking up the Twins. That would be Royce Lewis, who has been smoking lots since returning to the roster. In his first 25 game, back-to-back Tuesday, this is all his 8.286, 3.58, and 5 with 8 home with 21 RBI and 4 steal. He has been an injector of energy to the right when the Twins need it. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Especially when you get, like, three straight-ass grand slams. No, that's no way. That's no way. That's no fucking way. And you hit grand slams like that. But you don't have to be a number one pick to be a huge part of what the Twins are actually doing. Rookie Adriel Julian has been one of the best stories of the league. Donald Solano is enjoying a nice bounce back at 8.35, and Max Kepler is hitting like 2019. The Twins keep coming at odd angles, and you didn't see this coming. What this team who would do in the postseason do? Yeah, you know we're ready. Duren is ready. This is a bullpen. I'm telling you. Because, you know, it's not just the Twins have to be a little deeper, but if you go down one of the nine, there aren't many pitchers you want to see less than on Duren, who can be a little wild, but sometimes in exact ways that makes hitters uncomfortable. Griff Jacks, Cal Dilbert, and Emma Pagan are solid options as well, and it is possible you could see that Kenta may play an October role too. The nice thing is the Twins, because they instantly have the post punch already, can play around in the final two, but the arms are there. And they are actually due. Here's the big fact. Twins fans don't need to remind this fact. We don't need to remind. Let me not read the fifth. 2004. I'm saying we are ready. We are ready. And I'm definitely gonna. This is actually one that I am. Okay, so that's one. Okay. Okay, and here's one of the biggest relieving questions everybody has. Health. Everybody's waiting for Buxton to come back, Taylor to come back. You know that Chris Paddock might come back? Brock Stewart, we're going to be watching the injuries as much as we go. So their health is important. The experiment with roles are going to be important. And the lineup starting pitching. You are about to see some disgusting things. All right, so we're getting ready for the wild card series. We're going to give them a game. I like to pick the division series. You may want to roll these people out. Okay, I'm ready for this type of thing. Okay, there was one article also. That's going to be a blah. This is the one thing I'm going to talk about here. Okay? Rookies. It's talking about all these rookies like Royce. Where about Killer Off is going to get ready if he's healthy. I'm Julius, Lewis, Walt, Matt Wallen have been part. And And I'm ready for those guys to win. And that's what one of the things I'm really trying to get everybody to understand. I'm trying to get you all to understand that this organization is ready. I'm ready. Y'all know the magic number is 8. And before I actually talk about that, here are the scenarios now. Let's just go over this. Okay, first, you know the magic number is 8. The magic number is 8 today. Give me one second. Okay, so you got 8 games. Okay, we got 8 games. So just realize the Yankees are about to be eliminated. So the Yankees ain't going to make it. Boston, we know they're not making it. Okay, we already know those teams ain't making nothing. So here are the scenarios now. Cleveland's okay. Let's take a look at the score of Cleveland right now. So they're warming up. They're warming up. They're gonna be. That sounds like dinner coming for them. Dinner might be coming early. I can't wait. And of course, Atlanta with one of the best hitters in baseball. This dude is unbelievably sick. So I want y'all to be ready. So that's our match. So things happen. This weekend, Cleveland and Detroit have to be swept. Detroit has to be swept. If we win, and they get 2 games, they sweep them, it's over. Hold on. Okay? They got to be swept. They're going to get swept. So that's another of the teams. So get ready to enjoy this. Oh, one more thing before I get out of here tonight, too. That's all I have to say about this. I also want to give a special shout out to Next Level Collaborations. They also have a baseball Twins night, baseball community night on Wednesday, September 27th at 6:40. Please register with them. And I wanted to also collaborate Jonathan Mason for all the hard work that he's done. So please give him a shout out and give him a hell yeah for that too. Also, we also want up here throughout the season. This sister that's done also good, that also does is her organization. Her Twin Cities Step Up group this year, and her organization. Okay. So she is from the PR Metro PR. Metalytic. It's our Metalytic class. So check out this, the We Step program at the PWRM Athletic Club. So you have to thank Coach K for her event, okay? Thank her throughout the season. Also thank all Jonathan Mason's group, Next Level Collaborators, and Black School Scholars. Thank for them for all that stuff that they've been doing this year. So I'm just going to do these recognitions of all the black-owned ones right now with Julius Coleman and right now. But I'm going to do a whole overhaul at the end of the season. So we'll have a big segment on that. So that's also coming up. So thank those two organizations. Please thank all the black ones, please go to nextlevelcollaboration.org to get your tickets for them. And please support Julius Coleman and Jonathan Mason for doing all that. I got to get out of here. I got things to do. Thank you very much for this of the show. Thank you. Go Twins. Let's kick ass tonight. I'm going to be stepping in here. Update. Might be stepping in. So be aware. I will be stepping. If there's anything developing big on the Twins and anything that relates to the playoffs, from now we are stepping. I'm going to be stepping in. Current event show is Monday. You're going to be constantly hearing this. The premiere of the current event show is Monday. Thank you. Have a great night. I'll see you Sunday or Tuesday, Monday, for the or the Black Tech Building Program special going on. And thanks for your support. Bye-bye.